Unit 3. Lesson 1. Activity 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear an interview with a girl called Sarah Wallace, who took part in a TV program about life in the past.
Today, I'm talking to 14-year-old Sarah Wallace, who recently took part in a TV program called Living in the Past. For the programme, Sarah's family spent a month living as people did in the year 1900. Sarah, how did your family get involved with this programme?
My mum watched a few of the programmes in the first series, but she didn't know how the families were chosen. Then, one day a friend told her that the programme makers were advertising for new families. Mum wasn't sure about us going on TV. But her friend said we'd be great. So Mum phoned up.
Did you go to a school from 1900?
Yes. We studied that period at school, so I knew that the children sat in rows. And the teachers were really strict. Our teacher in the show was an actor, but he still frightened us. And I didn't expect to have different lessons from the boys, cooking and sewing for us, and technical drawing for them.
And the clothes were quite different.
Yes. Little boys used to wear dresses until they were about 5. My little brother Charlie thought it was really funny to wear a dress. My sister and I wore dresses too, and so did Mum. But her clothes were really hard to move in. She hated them. But Dad's suit wasn't that different from modern ones.
You and your sister did a lot of housework, didn't you?
That's right. We helped to cook, wash the clothes, and clean the house every day. People didn't have fridges or cookers then, so making meals was very different, but actually quite fun. But washing clothes, we spent a whole day doing it and still didn't finish.
What did people used to do in their free time in 1900?
Well, there were no computers, phones, or TV, of course. I was okay with that, as it was only for a month. People got together. Kids, parents, grannies, and played music or games. So that's what we did. It was really enjoyable. Luckily, we can all play the piano. Our singing's not that good, though.
Would any of you like to try a different time period now?
Definitely. Dad would like to go a bit further back, to the 1800s. I'm reading a book about someone who lived in the 1700s, and it sounds really interesting. So I choose that time. My sister wants to try the 1970s. Mum said that's not history. It's when she was born.
Thank you very much, Sarah.